High standards, hard work. That's what's driving America's economy forward. With the Democrats' clean energy plan, America's automakers are surging back. It's a simple choice, really. Either you and I get out to vote for someone proven to fight to protect the rights and freedom of women, or we get a Congress that'll pass a nationwide ban on abortion first chance they get. Says he'd open up Colorado public lands to the oil and gas industry. He thinks they know better than us. Because when an abuser's armed, women are 5 times more likely to be killed. Mehmet Oz would make it easier for domestic abusers to get guns. Republican Alan Fung would help give control of Congress to extreme MAGA Republicans and the big oil companies. The climate is changing all around us. That's why a state treasurer, Seth Magaziner, helped our state become a leader in clean energy. What a shame. Katie O'Malley's attack ad just dismisses the experience of one of the most qualified people to ever run for attorney general, who'll make history as our first black AG, Anthony Brown. When you fought for freedom overseas like Emily Beach did, you step up when the threats are here at home. He wants to treat women like they're the criminals. Tim Michels' agenda is just too radical. We swore an oath to defend our rights and freedoms, but Yesley Vega would attack our rights, supporting a nationwide ban on abortion. Henry Stern has our back. That's why working families back Stern. Freed even lined her pockets lobbying for big tobacco and insurance companies. Nikki Freed, she's everything wrong with politics. We had the commander-in-chief's back. So when the final debt package passed, the programs we count on were protected. Because when veterans speak, lawmakers listen.